Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why SurfPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call SurfPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back into the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101, where we sit down with Whippet head football coach Casey Orr and kind of talk a little bit about Whippet footballs. We're getting towards the end of the regular season, just a handful of games left, and I got a big one this week going down the road to take on League Central. But first up, we'll recap the game against West Lauderdale. And coach, it was the first time your teams have been defeated on the field this year, but it was still a very, very entertaining game. So what'd you think about the way that game played out?
Well, you know, you always hate to lose a game, and there's no such thing as a moral victory. But I'll tell you, in my tenure here as head coach at Kosciuszko, I thought that game was the hardest I've seen the kids play. They gave it everything they had, played with a lot of guts, played with a lot of heart. Their effort was there for four quarters, and they were faced with a lot of adversity last week, and then adversity right in the middle of that game. And I just thought they responded the way you want your team to. They you know, represented themselves and the community and Kosciuszko as a whole as well as they possibly could, I thought. And I was extremely proud of the guys when the game was over. You just hate that you came up on the short end of the stick. But there was a lot of positives to take away from that game, and there was also some things that you know you need to get fixed and some areas you got to get better at. But all in all, you know, it was one of those games that you wish you'd been on the other end of it, but it was just a great high school football game.
Yeah, and one of those guys in the game came up big was Vincent Miller with the big interception return right there before the half. He also had a lot of big big tackles, I thought, you know, on the outside when their quarterback would run out, and you know, he was able to bring him down. And weren't many people that could bring that running back down one on one, but Vincent did a good job. So he was our player of the game. What'd you think about the way he played?
Vincent played really well. He did. He stepped up and was. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, if you're going to be a really good defensive back, you have to be able to tackle in space, and you got to be willing to tackle in space. And I thought he and DeAndre Riley both did a really good job for us in that area. Also, your safeties, Jeremy Whitcomb and Davion Roby, did a good job of that. I think my four defensive backs, my two safeties and two corners, may have actually led us in tackles. So that bodes well for them and their ability, but I don't know that it bodes well when the other team's getting to your secondary every time they run the football. But Vincent was huge for us, had a big pick six right before half that gave us the lead, and just excited and proud for that young man to have some success. He's a great young man and just a fun kid to be around, so we were really, really happy for him.
Yeah, and as we said earlier in the show here, headed down the road to Carthage to take on League Central. You know, might as well be a home game. It's just, you know, 20 minutes down the road. I imagine there'll be a lot of Whippet fans that make the trip. So this is a game last year that I think went into, two or three overtimes last year. And, you know, that was it's always a wild and close game when these two teams play. So what do you look for out of the Gators?
Well, I just hate to even think back to that game last year, the way that it went down. I think we ended up with seven turnovers and then lose a game in triple overtime. But League Central is athletic. They're big, they're physical, they're fast. We're going to have to be able to take care of the football on offense, and we got to limit the big plays on defense. And, you know, we got some areas that we got to have people step up in. We're nicked up, we're banged up, but that's just part of the game of football. It's that next man up mentality, and we've got to be able to rise to the occasion.
All right, Coach, thanks for speaking with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.